Essential NLP. Practical tools for a great life. Hi, welcome to Essential NLP Skills. This podcast series is designed so that you can learn as much as you possibly can about the fascinating world of NLP. I'm going to be talking you through it. My name's Phil Parker. I've been working in this field for 25 years. And my speciality is working with NLP in all sorts of areas. I've worked with peak performance, with athletes, with explorers, with business people. But I also focus a lot on health and looking at the fascinating world of the mind-body connection. And NLP is a really brilliant way to do that. So pretty much whatever you're interested in terms of NLP, I've got some really interesting ideas and answers for you, and probably some great questions. One of the most important things I've found as I've worked with NLP is that there's a massive variety in the way people teach it and approach it. And the way I like to approach it is to recognize that NLP is almost like this manual for the brain that we've never got given out. I like to make NLP really easy, really simple, really practical, and to keep it real. So in this podcast series, it's not going to be happy, clappy, airy-fairy stuff. It's going to be, how can you take these tools, these reasonable, practical tools, start putting them in your life so you can make a difference in your life and affect other people's lives in a positive way. Very practical, very easy, very simple, very effective, and very real. So where do we begin? Well, first of all, what's in it for you? I hope you're going to be joining me in the next few weeks and months listening to this. I think you can learn a lot of NLP through things like these podcasts. There's some great books out there. I've even written a few of them. But there's a limit to how much you can learn from materials like this. You also need to use it and you need to learn it in an environment where you've got somebody helping you out, showing you what's right, how to do it better. So this isn't going to be a substitute for a course. If you want to do a good course, email me. We run great courses, and there are various courses around the world that I'd also recommend. So this is a kind of starting point, or if you're already involved in NLP, a refresher. NLP is one of those fascinating areas which the more you delve into it, the more you hear other people's approaches, the more experienced you become and the better practitioner you are. So welcome wherever you are in that NLP journey. In this podcast, I want to begin by giving you a bit of an overview of what's possible, giving you a few exercises to do, dipping in and out of a whole range of NLP techniques so that we can work out why this is worth listening to, worth pursuing. And then in subsequent podcasts, we'll be looking much more specifically at how we learn specific techniques, specific approaches. So let's begin with a couple of things. This next exercise, if you want to do it, you can do it really interestingly using a video cam, a webcam, and just videoing your face whilst you do the exercise. But you can come back to that. For the moment, you don't need to have a video cam set up at all, but it might be useful to do that later. What I'd like to do is answer this question. What is your postcode or your zip code? What is it backwards? Now, when you try and answer that question, a very interesting set of things occur. For most people, it's a question they've never been asked before. We know our postcode forwards, but in no other context apart from courses that I teach have I ever heard that question, what is your post or zip code backwards? And do this without writing it down. And what we're set with here is a task of creating new neurological pathways that have never existed before. Because the postcode or the zip code, I'm going to keep on just saying postcode, you now know what postcode means if you're American. Postcode is stored sequentially from the beginning to the end. It's never been asked to be repeated backwards. So there is no neurology to do this. So when we ask you, what is your postcode backwards? You have to instantly struggle to create a good bit of neurology that can bring that information out because it's not stored or viewed in that way normally. And you notice initially it's a bit of a struggle. You often find yourself drawing it in the space in front of your face, trying to see it backwards, sounding it out backwards. It's like a very clunky machine trying to process something. And initially, for most people, you're not very successful at doing it. It's very stuttering. It's very slow. It's a little bit unreliable. And you can feel the energy that's being expended in trying to make that happen. Quite often, if you watch yourself on video, you see your eyes flickering around. You'll see your body almost contorting as you try and drag this information out. And because NLP is all about change, it's really useful to experience what change feels like. What you're doing as you create those new pathways is exactly what other people are going to be doing with NLP when they make changes of things that have been stuck for years with them. Next thing I'd like you to do is to repeat this exercise. Getting really familiar with being able to say your postcode backwards. Normally it will take most people between 4 to 10 times. But after repeating it enough times, suddenly you find that you can quite fluently repeat your postcode backwards. And at that point, what we've got is not only new neurological pathways, but pathways that are now robust. Change happens very, very rapidly. NLP looks at how do we access that ability we all have to make rapid change. Some people will say, oh, change takes a long time. You know, it takes a long time for the brain to learn. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. And yet there's lots of examples where that's just not true. So let's imagine the example of someone going out with a guy called John. Every time they hear the name John, it makes them feel happy, makes them think of fluffy clouds. And then one day they come home early and they find John in bed with Roger. And they're a bit perturbed about this because this was definitely not the arrangement, not the agreement they had. Instantly in that moment, as they come home and they find their boyfriend in bed with somebody else, suddenly their feelings about John and the name John are transformed immediately. The change happens in a millisecond, and from now on, whenever they think about John or see his face, they're greeted with a very different experience than they used to have of fluffy clouds and sunshine. Change happens in a moment, and yet we see people all the time who are stuck with problems they've had for years that don't seem to change. And yet we know change is possible and change is rapid. So what's missing? Well, what's missing is some effective tools to make that change possible. And that's what NLP provides, a really good understanding of what you need to do to make those kind of changes. What do you need to do to create new neurology that takes your brain in different, more useful ways that get you the kind of life that you want to have? So we're going to be exploring those kind of things. I'd like to think of another thing, and this is called timelines. Most people are familiar with timelines from history books, you know, the history of the American Revolution, or whatever it may be. I'd like you just for a moment to think about your past as a line. If you're considering your past as a line, which we call your personal timeline, then as you think about that line, which direction does it go in? For most people, it will be somewhere to the left, or possibly behind them. That's the most usual position to have it. It doesn't matter if it's somewhere different, but just notice it. And then if we think about, well, where's your future? Where would your future be heading off to? Then for most people, their future is either in front of them or to their right. Now, there's a number of interesting things about this. First thing is, most people aren't aware they even had a timeline until we have that conversation with them. Then, as soon as they become aware they've got one, they suddenly realize they've always had it. Now I'd like you to do something very simple and very interesting. As you consider your future timeline, which for most people is in front of them to their right, and it doesn't matter if it isn't, but that's where most people have it in the Western world, is I'd like to notice what colour it is and increase the brightness of that. Make it lighter, make it sparkle, make it glisten, make it glow. Just by doing this, the majority of people will find that suddenly their future looks more enticing, more attractive, more exciting. And just by doing something as simple as that, changing the colour of your future timeline, makes your future feel like something you want to dance into. And of course, that's good for you to have that feeling of positive expectation about your future. It's very intriguing that making a small shift like this can affect how you feel. So we have these things like, for instance, timelines we didn't even know we had that seem to have a massive impact on how we feel. NLP explores this. It explores the nature of how we see the world. Because if we can understand how we're seeing the world, then we can start to see where we're seeing it not very usefully, or maybe change the way we see it so it moves our lives forwards. So there's so many fascinating things we're going to discover about you, about how you operate, that you probably never even thought about, never even considered might even be a useful avenue for you to look at to make change in, and equally to explore with other people. So it's going to be kind of an adventure looking at how do our brains work? How do we get ourselves stuck? How do we get ourselves to be brilliant? How do we replicate our genius everywhere? So we've got so much to do. And what I'm going to do is the next podcast, I'm going to be covering something called rapport, which is how we create good relationships with people, which is essential for pretty much anything we do, and exploring the concepts of states. States are when we activate a whole set of neurology that makes us feel a particular way. So it could be confident, emotional, angry, upset, on top of the world, empowered. We're going to be looking at states, how they work, and how we can make them work for us. And just that, those two topics we're going to cover in the next podcast will completely change what's possible for you and how you see the world. So I look forward to speaking to you again in the next podcast. I hope you enjoy this very brief introduction to what we'll be covering. Please email me at phil@philparker.org. And you can get, as a result of emailing me, you can get a transcript of this. And it's completely free. And remember to visit lifeyoulovenow.com, where you can sign up for extra information and videos on all these tools. And you can also find out all about the courses and webinars we run and all the other brilliant resources that are there to support you in using these amazing tools practically and easily in your life. So until then, have a great week.
Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.